G'day and welcome back to the Shed of Basketball Truth. It is Studio 3 for another episode of Ball Don't Lie Australia, brought to you by PCRmaps.com. Rank your business on Google Maps today with PCR Maps. Right, today, big show. NBL 1 North Grand Finals. They're set. They're locked. We'll have a quick chat around semis. And then we'll make some predictions around Grand Finals. Also, Boomers, they're in camp. They've got the 18-man extended squad. That's got to get down to 15. And then after that, obviously, no one's, you know, Brian's got that sort of that side of it covered. But we're going to do a little bit of a draft and do a cheeky 5-on-5 and see what kind of combos we can come up with here. And to do that, and of course, some local catch up at Woolloongabba / Mermaid Beach, Crack'em special edition NBL 1 version this week with a sneaky little bit of NBA. But I need someone to do that with. And of course, he's back, the Crack'em King, Anthony Kopskis. How you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, great as always, mate. Great as always. Full docket today.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't be any better with the Boomers camp being in up in Cairns, and we've got a little birdie at the camp as well. I've just heard some good things out of a couple of players. So,
indeed, friend of the show up there helping out.
You got two friends of the show up there, don't you? June's end.
This is true. This is Shawnee, true. Yeah, June's and Shawnee working together.
The up management in Boomers committee camp. Of Ball Don't Lie Australia.
Bit of a stretch. Love it. Love it. Bit of a stretch, but obviously Boomers are in safe hands with both those guys. One would be, you'd think would be enough, but two, what are we thinking? Is this the missing link? Is this the missing link? And now we're gold. Like,
take away that rose and just a straight up gold.
Gold, baby. Yeah. Gold, baby. Obviously, that's the dream. Bit's got to happen before then. But look, exciting times for the Boomers. Exciting times. And especially for us Boomers sickos. It'll be, look, it's time to, you know, wheel out those Aussie jerseys. And, you know, I'll try and squeeze into my Chris Anstey Merino wool one. But thankfully, I do have a couple of other options as well. I've got at least a couple of nice Paddy Mills jerseys lying around somewhere. You got to think he's going to make the squad, yeah?
Yeah, mate, no. Definitely. I'll be absolutely outraged if he's not, especially because that's my Boomers jersey as well. So I'll look like I'm in the past. I'll have to shell out some more dollars otherwise.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing. But the jerseys are out there and available.
Yeah, did pick up a very nice one the other day, a throwback Andrew Gaze white with the Boomers logo. Yep. Looks schmick-as.
Yep, I'm sure it is. They they were gorgeous back in the day, those ones. I remember they were champ.
Were they ever?
Yep, that's the Chris Anstey one I was talking about. Merino wool, done by Champion. Oh, mwah, absolutely gorgeous. Itchy as all get out, but gorgeous.
Yeah. The Boomers Instagram page is actually using that old school logo at the moment. So
yes.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, jump on there. They've got like the old retro throwback logo up the top. It's bloody fantastic.
Yeah, and I saw a video Shawnee put up of some of the guys' bags, and there are some stunning T-shirts with rocking that old logo. Oh,
I love it.
In the kits, and oh, mwah, stunning. Absolutely.
Takes me back.
Oh, simpler times, right? Simpler times. But anyway, let's get into some Coles Express NBL 1 North semi-finals action. And yeah, look. How did you go with your predictions, mate? On the women's side,
on the women's side, mate, it went exactly as we talked about, at least from my end of things. But both games went practically how we said they were going to go, like a high scoring, fast paced game for the north side against Southwest, and then a real grind out down in Logan with Rocky just edging them out there.
Yeah, and it was close too for Rocky. They didn't quite really stretch that until the last couple of moments, really getting that done. And yeah, on for Northside, Rochi balled out, 29 points, but just not enough for the Pirates, not enough legs against the Wizards. 89-73 on that side of the draw. Solid performances all around.
We really, I don't want to give us too many pats on the back, but we did really, really call it close. So we talked about the North side girls having enough size to do a pretty good job on Leah Scott, and she had a rough night shooting, and then talked about how Rochi would be a driving force on Southwest having a chance, and she cooked. And then on the Rocky side of things, you were talking about the fouls being an issue, and Sam Bowman, 4 early fouls, only played 20 odd minutes in the game. And I don't know how we could have done any better.
Well, look, there is one more round here for the NBL One North, of course, and that is the grand finals action, which we've, of course, pits the Northside Wizards against the Rocky Cyclones. It's going to be in Zielmere, Northside Indoor Sports Centre. And, look, 3 games. Are we going to get there? What's your prediction? It'd be the first one in NBL One North history for any series to go to the actual 3 games. Do you think we're going to get there? How many games? Who's your prediction? I'll let you go first on this side, and I'll jump on the men's side first.
I'm sticking with my girls from up north. I'm running with Rocky for a tight 3 game series. We're going to Sunday. Yep. Rocky to get it done Sunday afternoon. Just I think they're a little bit too big, and I think they can sneak out a couple wins. They play really well defensively, and if they can run those Northside girls off the line, I reckon they've got it, what it takes to win that series.
Look, I'm gonna just write you down here, Ant for Cyclones 2-1. I love the Cinderella story. I'm going to take the Wizards.
Yeah, it's you can't really, it's a fair choice.
Yeah, I don't feel as if it's one of those ones where it doesn't seem like it's wildly, completely unevenly matched in that sense. Both teams have a genuine chance to take this home. Which team are we going to get from Rocky? Are we going to get the team that just shuts everything down inside and forces that 3 game? Which Wizards can ball, Wizards can still play in that space. Or are we going to get that Wizards team that just runs the ball, gets the ball hooking all the way up the court super fast, and then shuts things down really well defensively? Look, against the stronger Rocky team compared to some of the other teams that the Wizards have played throughout the season, I think they're going to find that a little bit difficult to really stretch that defensive muscle. But they're going to have to if they're going to want to get this one done. But I will take the Wizards. I'm going to take them in 3 as well. So I'm going to take Wizards 2-1. And
we just want more basketball.
Yes.
That's what we're hoping for, an extra show. So it'll be great to see. Just a notable inclusion into the Rocky team is Tia Hay. She had been injured quite a portion of the year and then came back with, I think, 2 weeks ago, and she seemed to really find her feet in that semi-final game against Logan. So just one to keep an eye on. She's a sharpshooter, played for Ipswich last year. Quite a handy guard, and that should help them out, especially with the pressure that Northside typically applies to offensive players in the full court. So
Yeah, and on this side, on the women's side, we've got friends of the show on both sides and WNBL champions in both games in Lara McSpads and, of course, C. Woods for the Wizards. Former teammates going head-to-head in the grand final here of the NBL 1 North. And, of course, Courtney Woods trying to go back-to-back with two different teams to take out the chip here. So made it all the way to the grand final. Just have to wait and see if the Wizards can get this thing over the line.
Yeah, her in a starring role this year instead of the Robin kind of role that she was in last year. So hopefully for you and for the Wizards, she can step up to that task. And hopefully for my pick, Mick Spadden and the rest of the Rocky girls that have been in out in the outskirts of the bottom of the ladder for the last 2 years, find it within themselves that little bit of extra fire to get over the top.
Well, it definitely will be that underdog Cinderella style story because let's be kind about it. They've had two rather difficult seasons. And this one, obviously they've, you know, signed really well. But they've had a genuinely great season this year. They've put it together. They've built a really good team. Coach of the year. You know, can they get that little bit of extra jewelry to go along with it? We'll just have to wait and see. But Logan, for the first time, not in the women's grand final. So
yeah, something different. It's a refreshing change.
Well, let's jump over to the men's side of the draw, and of course, we had the Gold Coast game. You obviously had friends on both sides of this one. We both kind of came down on the idea that Gold Coast Rollers would be a really tough team to get over, and they were in the end 108-95.
I really thought like Southwest blew a really good opportunity in that game too. I think they had the jitters at the start, missed like a number of layups, pretty like relatively uncontested layups towards the start. They probably missed their first three, and there was an air ball three to add into that. I just like Lamar shot at 50%, and you look at his stats and you're like, he had a really good game. But honestly, I think from the opportunities that he created for himself, he could have shot about 70% and they would have been right in that game. I think and they went away from Kai Woodfall in the second half a bit too, and he was on a heater. It was just a couple little odd decisions that I thought could have got them over the line or made it a even more competitive game that they just came up a little bit short on.
Yeah, look, just as you say, just came up just a little bit short. It's not really a knock on them. Gold Coast Rollers are a hell of a team.
Props to Gold Coast. They did an impeccable job of screening off the ball for Todd Blanchfield, who just, went ham in the game. So,
absolutely balled out. Then over to the other one, Logan Thunder, who started really strong. But then third quarter, Ipswich's pocketbook and depth really got things done. And Luke Cairns' team can't go to the grand finals.
Yeah, Mal, I nearly sent you a message on how well my picks were going for the week about halfway through that game. And apparently all Ipswich needed was for Cam Goldfinch to get ejected from the game, and they turned the afterburners on. Bloody shut Logan down to 10 points in the third quarter, which from a team with that much offensive firepower is like astonishing.
Yeah, and put on 33 points of their own, which was almost because in that first quarter Logan came out and they scored 31 and Ipswich were only able to 18, so it was very close. Basically turned it around. And then Ipswich just kept it rolling. And Logan just couldn't match that first half scoring that they were able to unload on. And just that's their season. Another one.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did like that Logan team, and yeah, unfortunately for them, they came up against probably the most stacked team in the competition, and that talent ended up just overpowering them, and we didn't see the best game out of Majok, which props to Dang Dang and Kieran Galloway. They did Kyron Galloway. They did a great job against Majok and keeping him to a low percentage and a low scoring game.
Well, giving some Galloway love. That's refreshing. yeah, look, I couldn't help but feel as if, you know, with this Logan team, maybe someone got some preseason film or something like that on them. They just, Ipswich Force just seemed to have just a little bit on them in the tail end of this game. But, props to both teams to making it to this level. But as we know, only one can go on, and that was the Ipswich Force. Which takes us through, of course, to the Coles Express NBL 1 North Grand Final Series.
Oh, Mel, I've got one more thing on the semifinals.
Yes, sorry, mate. That's all right. What do you got?
One thing that I was really shocked to see, and I know you didn't get to watch the entire Gold Coast Southwest game, was how Gold Coast played Roman Sualipa.
Mm-hmm.
They just stood in the middle of the keyway, and I was astounded to see, like, and all I've heard of Roman is that he's the most confident kid and couldn't really care what anyone else thinks. Like, he's fully confident in his abilities.
Yep.
And he got rattled.
Yeah, right.
To the point, like, he was, like, Todd Blanchfield was standing in the keyway while he was open on the three-point line, and then Roman drove and had, like, a little floater open. And dished it down to Ben Volkman, who was in a double team, and got a 3 seconds. I was just, yeah, it was just some little extra that I took in from that game, and it was just a bit shocking, if I'm honest. I thought he was his mindset was above that kind of thing, but it kind of shows that difference between juniors and that senior level.
Well, yeah, and we've got to remember this is, you know, big moment for the Pirates and, of course, for this young man. And he still is a young man. And
yeah,
it was a big moment.
16, yeah.
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 So, you know, that's all right. I'm sure he'll bounce back from it.
Yeah.
But, look, you know, Todd Blanchfield, he's had a heck of a season defensively inside. And, look, all the best to Roman next year. He'll come back and, you know, bigger and better, and I'm sure he'll learn from it. But yeah, it's always tough when you're a young fella in these big games. And, you know, sometimes, no matter how confident you appear, those big moments get to you in early doors. But if
cometh
anything,
the moment cometh the man,
and I'm sure when he's a proper man,
yeah, then that moment will be his.
Exactly. So you know. And from his sort of career trajectory and things like that point of view, probably one of the best times for something like that to happen is now, as opposed to later down the line, and, you know, bounce back from that mentally, because basketball, it's huge. It's such a mental sport. You've got to be, you know, locked into what you're doing, fully capable, and you've got to have that confidence. And without it in those big moments, it's going to be really tough, but I'm sure he'll bounce back with no worries. And like I said, he's a young fella.
Yeah.
He's a young fella.
A good learning experience. So
definitely is. Yeah. All right. Let's jump on to the grand final now. And all right, you've gone with Rocky. I've just got a feeling we're going to have back-to-back champs in the NBL 1 North. I think it's going to be the Gold Coast Rollers in this one.
Yeah, Mel, I'm right there with you.
Right there with me?
How many games are you thinking?
I'm going to be bold.
Ooh.
Going to be bold.
Five games.
Three.
Three.
I definitely think Ipswich might steal a game, but I just feel as if this is Rollers' thing. And hey, free basketball, third game, Sunday hoops. I'm definitely here for that. That sounds absolutely amazing. But I feel as if we're going to three games.
Yeah, look, I'm I'm actually hedging the same way. I've after the win against Logan on the weekend, I'm starting to get some Ipswich championship vibes. Still a little bit hesitant, especially with the fact that Dang Dang might not be available. I'm not sure on his South Sudanese camp commitments. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if I'm hedging my bets and I want to flip flop off of my guys and my guy Jason Kiddie and change my picks, I'll stick with the Gold Coast on three games as well. So,
all right. Well, there's only really one opportunity then for a cheeky chicken / I can't believe it's not chicken bet here.
Yeah, well, we're just straight on the women's.
Yeah, so straight up. All right. So I'm taking the Wizards. You've got Rocky.
Yep.
So I win. I'll take a 12 piece. You win. I believe it's Rivadeci's veggie pizza.
Oh mate, I'll take a set of cauliflower wings. I'm happy to do that. I've probably had enough of Rivadeci's for the year, so still waiting on a special delivery as well. So.
Oh yeah. Look, well, I'm sure Macca will have to pay you back way before I do, so that's fine. but look, all right, there's our predictions locked in. Yeah, because Dang Dang is definitely huge for Ipswich. He led them in, was it points, rebounding, and I also want to say assists from that Ipswich game. He was across Ipswich Logan game. He was just across everything. So
yeah, and he can have that impact. And with him and Kyra running around, it makes it really difficult, especially like limiting the fact that Todd can only really guard one of those two dudes.
Yeah.
So when if it's only one of them out there, I think they've got Gold Coast has a really good chance, and they should get it done. But with those two guys, Ipswich will be a problem. So we'll see, and we got to see which Jalen Galloway turns up, and if he's there to play, and he just does the same thing that he did to Brucey on Saturday night and gets stuck into him and makes it really hard for Jason to play fluently in the offense. So it could be really tough for him. So it'll be a really interesting series that hopefully goes to three games.
Well, look, let's since we're talking about Ipswich, let's change things up slightly. I've got a pack of some of the amazing cards been put out by the local card shop, obviously in association with Ipswich Force. The Ipswich Force NBL 1 card pack. I've got the men's team here. It's a little bit different.
You're sending these in to get graded, or?
Oh, look. If they win the championship.
You imagine if they graded their own cards badly?
Oh, please. They're certainly not going to do that at platinum standard grading. No chance, mate. No chance. No chance at all.
All tens.
Well, hey, I'm sure they came out all tens. I must have, you know, been a bit too handsy with them whilst doing the crack'em. That's the only way they wouldn't be tens anymore. All right. So a little bit different. Instead of a blurb, and when we play Crack'em, of course, for those of you who aren't aware, I normally read the blurb on the back of the card. These are slightly different. Instead, we've got position, date of birth, height, and, of course, birthplace. So a little bit harder, but we've only got the one team to work with. So you ready to take on a little bit of special edition Crack'em here with the Ipswich Force?
Yeah, look, I'm ready. I'm ready as I'll ever be now.
Ipswich Force edition.
This might be a tough one.
Might be. But, you know, hey, we'll just go the men's team since they made the grand final. All right, here we go. First one, it's a guard. Okay. Born in 02, 197 centimetres, and little place called Townsville QLD.
In Townsville.
Townsville.
Born in 2002.
Born in 2002.
Okay. Let me have a think. 197. That's pretty tall. That's like what, 6'6".
197 is up there, yeah. Around about that space, yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm gonna go with Jalen Galloway.
It is indeed. I didn't even have to give you a clue. Well done.
I didn't know he was born up there because I know they're Sydney boys.
Oh, there you go. All right, next one. Guard.
Yep.
Date of birth, 95. 178 okay. centimeters. Born
is
in.
Is it Jason Ralph?
It is Jason Ralph. I was going to say born Let's in Ipswich. Go. Didn't need to. Didn't
no,
need to.
No need.
No need. You've got this.
The captain.
Indeed.
I'm assuming he's still the captain. He's been there forever. Yeah. That man has played there since I was before I started, I think.
Well, he was born in the Switch, so, you know, yeah. It'd be like if Grafton had an NBL one team. Would we have ever left? I don't know. I don't know. Probably.
Maybe.
Love Grafton, but yeah, still. next card. Card number four. Card number three, sorry. Guard, born in 02, 198 centimetres.
Jesus.
That's
some tall guards on that Ipswich team.
That sounds a scooch optimistic. Born on the Gold Coast.
Born on the coast.
Absolutely balled out when he came to the Orchid Dome.
Okay. How tall did you say?
It says 198, but I think those numbers might be slightly inflated by a lot.
Is this maybe the person that we're talking about before the show?
Possibly.
So, Michael Fleming?
Michael Fleming it is.
that is completely wrong.
Yeah, that I think he's someone's...
He's like 165.
Yeah, he's one of those rare ones that I make him look short. It's
He's mid 5 foot. He's like 5'6".
Yeah, he tries hard though. Leaves it all on the floor. Leaves it all on the floor.
He goes out there to be a little pest on defense, and that's what he does really well. And no disrespect saying the pest thing, because I did that for a lot of years, and that's it's a really good trait to have when you're trying to guard people full court, just to be frustrating and annoying.
Yes, definitely. You've built a Caps career on it. All right, next one. Guard, 193 centimeters, born in 1997. In Cairns.
Ooh, 97.
97 in Cairns.
I might need a hint on this one.
Might need a hint. Shares a first name with one of the greatest actors of all time. Think Training Day.
Oh, Denzel.
Denzel Kennedy sure is.
Yes. We did discuss him earlier too. So that was, he was handy against us actually. He's quite a good. I wouldn't even put him as a guard though. I'd say he's a forward.
Well, speaking of forwards, that's our next card. Forward, born in 1990, 203 is the height. Birthplace, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, so that's got to be Dang, right?
It is not Dang. It is actually Kyron.
Term of 10? Kyron, is it?
Kyron Galloway. Kyron Galloway, listed as Honolulu, Hawaii.
Huh.
Yeah, hey, first miscue. There you go.
Those Galloway boys just born all over the place.
Seem to be. Yeah. All right, three to go, mate. Three to go. We've got born in 1999, 198 centimeters on the Gold Coast. Fouled out of that last game.
Goldie, yeah, my guy.
Cam Goldfinch, that's right. All right, forward. Born in 1991, 203 centimeters, born in South Sudan.
Is that a Tam-a-Tam or is that Dang Dang?
That's a Tam-a-Tam.
As you so sweetly named him, Adam Squared.
It was a Tam Squared, I like to think, but yeah, there wasn't much. That In my defense, that was my first commentary game. I blurted it out. It sounded good at the time. I thought it was on fire. And, yeah, it turns out it triggered a couple of people who weren't attending. They just knew the correct pronunciation of his name and were just like, you know, sitting at home twitching. And it's like, I apologize. I will do my best to make sure that doesn't happen again. But here we are.
Attempt Squared's still a nice nickname.
Yeah, right. Attempt Squared, you know.
I love Attempt. He's a great guy. He has visited a couple times to our humble hometown of Grafton for a couple of Jaffa Carnivals. So.
Nice. All right, last one. Born in 1990, 190 centimetres from...
Soaps.
I don't even need to say Winamble in Victoria. Sobey it is.
Let's go.
Yeah, mate, not bad.
I was going to say, if we didn't have a pack without Sobey,
No, 7 of 8, not bad at all, mate. Not bad at all.
Strangely, I know his birth year, I guess.
It's one of those weird, quirky, you know, baller, sicko sort of things that, you know, people pick up along the way. But I do believe they may have only just sold out. If they have sold out, I do believe local card shop at Woolloongabba does, and Mermaid Beach. I do believe they still have some packs left. Jump on their socials if you are after a pack. Fantastic cards, really good quality feel to them. So yeah, get around them. As of course, they did have a little stall set up at the Ipswich home games, but no more Ipswich home games, as all games will be down on the Gold Coast, and I'll be there. Macca was able to secure me a ticket for Friday's game, so I'll be down there to watch it live.
It's a quick dash down post work on a Friday night.
Yeah, look, should be fun. I'll go and sit in two and a half hours worth of traffic to watch a game.
When you get one of those Sobey cards signed, or get young Michael Fleming to give you a signature on his card.
See, you understand, you get it. Awesome.
Yeah, I get it.
Nice. All right. Well, it is time now to move to a little bit of Boomers talk. And we've got a cheeky little draft to take care of, mate. Cheeky little draft.
It should be a bit of fun. Hopefully we can show Gorge who should be in the team.
Well, maybe give in some interesting lineups. Something to think about. If you are listening, Gorge, nothing but respect.
Yeah, 100%. Please don't take us seriously.
Or anything we say personally.
We love the Boomers.
Yes, and we love you. Yes, you know, yeah. Rose gold all the way. Until the real gold comes a-calling.
Hopefully that's very soon.
We've got
two shots in 2 years, so
yeah.
there's good chances.
And we've got a squad here. We've got a squad. Well, let's quickly go through. I'll rattle off the names in this 18-man squad, and then we'll work out who's going first, what kind of draft we're doing, those sort of things. So, as it currently stands, they've got an 18-man squad. They've got to get that down to, I believe it's 15 first, and then 12 eventually for the World Cup. So, as it currently stands, we've got Xavier Cooks, Dyson Daniels, Delhi. I don't need to say his whole name. Dante Exum, Sam Froling, Josh Giddy, Chris Goulding, Josh Green, Joe Ingles, Nick Kay, Jacques Landale, Thonmaker, Will McDowell White, Paddy Mills, Keanu Pinder, Duop Reith, Matisse Thybul, and Jack White to close out the 18-man squad. So that's our squad to choose from. Mr. Kopskis, now, would you like the first pick?
Oh, Mel, look, I know you really want it. So I'll you can have the first pick. I did just want to give the quick rundown of from our little birdie that's up in the camp, friend of the show, Shawnee.
Yep.
I asked him who's been the most impressive so far throughout the few days that they've been at the camp. He got back to me with, I guess he likes defensive wings, because he said Matisse and Dyson have been the most impressive too. And then Joel Breith also has been rather outstanding. So keep that in mind for there's only limited big spots. And Joel was in there last time. And then you've got the likes of your Xavier Cooks and Sam Frolings and Keanu's, Jack White's, Nick Kay's, all competing for those spots, and Thon as well, not to forget him. So, yeah. a lot of centers that there's only going to be a couple spots outside of those big wings that we've got.
Indeed, there is. All right, so I believe
we're snaking this, right? Just so I'm aware.
I believe.
Otherwise, I'm definitely taking the first.
So, technically, because we flip a floppo on this, you took the first pick on the women's side. You had first go. Then I had the men's go. So it's your turn to go first. So you may go first. And yes, we are snaking.
I'm happy to go second. You can take Paddy if you want.
Oh, look. Tempsy. I think I need to snag a big first. So,
okay, that's fair. No, I'm happy to go then. All right, Paddy Mills, number one. I mean, there was no argument of who it was going to be, which team he ended up on.
All right. Okay.
Right, you've got two now, Mel.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to take Mr. Nick Kay.
Good pick. That's a bit of a homer pick there, mate, from your Tamworth days.
It definitely is a bit of a homer pick. But you know,
he is fantastic.
He absolutely is.
We didn't have to delve into the Paddy Mills experience, but Nick's worth is more than just what he puts on that scoreboard. He affects the game in a lot of ways, and I think he's just continued to improve. Shown when he came back, and for those qualifiers, he really showed his new leadership and his ability. Still, just really good being over in the Japanese league.
Yep, and takes on whatever role given. Which is hugely important at this level, obviously. So, look, give me Homer pick, but yeah, give me some Nick Kay, and you know what? If he's impressing, give me some Dyson Daniels.
Okay, I think he will be a really, really nice addition to the Boomers team. Hopefully, he gets that call up this year, and we. Not so much of a passing of the torch this time, but kind of blooding a couple of young guys that have a really bright future in Australian basketball.
Yeah.
Since you took Dyson, I think I'm going to go with another young Australian player who has been very impressive at the NBA level. And I'm going to take Josh Giddey.
Yep. Yep.
So I've got my 6'8" point guard, and then I've got my 6 foot tall shooting guard.
Yep, but it's FIBA. We're looking at FIBA Paddy, so he can play center if you need him to. Like,
yeah,
you know,
he can do whatever you need.
PM, whatever.
And that's it. And I'm going to leave the bigs on the court for you. I think. Oh, who should I take? It's a real toss up between Jingles and Matisse, but I'm going to go with a bit of youth, and because of how impressive, obviously, he was at the Olympics, being that he was at that level with the floor, like the lack of floor spacing that you can have.
Yeah,
his defense is just otherworldly. So I'm going to take Matisse, just edging out my. Dearly departed from the Bucks, Joe Ingles.
See, that was one I would have liked to still been on the board. But
yeah, well, you would have had a bloody defensive nightmare of a 2-3 combo with Dyson and Matisse.
Yeah. But yeah, that's fine. That's part of it.
All right, Did you see the runs that they had down in Melbourne? Just a side note.
Yes. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. Right. Like just a.
That was yeah.
Just a peaky, cheeky pickup game. Sort of thing, like wowzers, hoop dreams for sure. All right, what have I got left here? Okay, give me some Xavier Cooks.
Okay, I like that. The NBL MVP from last year. That's a good pick there.
Yep.
Mel.
Yep,
I like it.
Used to the FIBA game, obviously. Been blooded over in the NBA. Doing nice things, obviously.
I think he should get the cap this FIBA window. So hopefully, he gets a chance. He's and Nick Kay, very versatile bigs there that can kind of do a bit of everything, playmaking, and will work well in that Brian Goodwin offense.
Definitely would. Look, it's hard to leave the dad bod god undrafted, and I'm going to take him. Give me some 3-point shooting action with the dad bod god Joe Ingles.
Well,
I'll take him good number pick. Four. I'll take
I
him.
I thought you were going to let him go, and I was going to play him at my four.
Just snap him up.
Yeah. Just a late round pickup.
Yep. Nice.
No, good pick, Mel. That's real value there of in your last pick.
So far I've got Nick Kay, Dyson Daniels, Xavier Cooks, Joey Ingles. That's my four.
You've got one more. Yep. I've got
Patty
Mills,
Josh Giddey,
and then I've got Josh Giddey and Matisse.
Matisse.
So I'm looking to take a couple bigs here. Uh-huh. And I'm glad that you left one of my favorite bigs and a family favorite of ours, Jock Lamdale, who just got the bag at Houston the board, and I am going to take him off the board. Mm-hmm. Give me some Jock Lamdale, some 3-point shooting, some good passing, and then for my last pick, I'm going to keep running with a few of the young guys, and I think. Even though Shawnee's recommendation of that Duop's been killing it, and I'd like to give him a shout out because he had a really, really good summer league. And I am kind of like, I'm really hoping he gets a deal over there because, he played really great, like double doubles most games. So obviously, being a big in summer league, it is not ideal conditions because you just don't get the ball or opportunity over there, especially when you're coming off the bench and you're not one of those high drafted guys. So big shout out to him. But I'm going to take the teammate of Josh Giddey and NBA champion Jack White.
Yeah, I nearly took Jack in the last when I had one of my last picks. And one of the big reasons for that is because wherever Jack White goes, Jack White wins.
Yeah.
NBA doesn't matter. Jack White.
He is a consummate professional, that man. He's got a very good career ahead of him. I think he'll find a good role on that OKC team, and he'll keep himself in the NBA for quite some time. He was kind of held back by the two-way deal that he had with Denver. I think he would have actually got some game time come those playoffs if he was a fully contracted player, but in the way that the two ways work, he is not allowed to play playoffs. So, yeah.
Yeah. Look, last pick. There's some bits left on the board. You know, young Josh Green. There's nostalgia pick and Chris Goulding. It's also a little bit of a comeback story with Dante X.
Yeah, big shout out to him too, getting that NBA deal again too. So we've got a couple Aussies playing on the same team this year, which is very cool. So
yeah, and of course, like how awesome is Dante's story of, you know, obviously, you know, drafted highly, just could not get fit, could not stay healthy, injury after injury, goes, you know, has the time with the Boomers, goes to Europe, and then finds his way coming back to the NBA. Like, absolutely. Yeah. Obviously, you want to see that from an Aussie point of view and an athlete point of view. Hard road to go, but look, so hopefully he can continue to find the health and just, you know, what he's been able to do on the court has been absolutely fantastic in Europe, and hopefully he can really ball out a bit in the NBA.
Yeah, 100%. He definitely has the ability, especially in the role that he's going to be playing in that Dallas team. He'll be a defensive stopper and not have to worry about doing too much offensively, which he can do. But obviously, at that NBA level, it's a bit more difficult. But if you're just relying on Dante to play high level defense, you're relying on the right part of his game.
Indeed. Indeed. All right.
Now, what are you looking for in this pick? What are you? you got to fill out your team. You've got.
I have. So
you've got a couple of bigs there.
I've got a couple of bigs. I'm going to swerve slightly. I've looked at your team, and I'm actually really liking it, especially now that you've gone with the Jack White. I'm thinking I'm going to need a couple of guys to really party with if this goes a little bit south, or if we've got something to celebrate. So I'm thinking maybe I partner up Joe Ingles and Chris Goulding once more, and we old man this thing. We let them rain threes. We see how we go. And worst case, we party into the wee hours and we drown our sorrows. you know, I still love the photos and things of then the following day after the Rose Colts, like, just still going. You know, roommates and just, you know, still going. So let me put some of the basketball stuff. Obviously we'll need to turn back the clock just a little bit in some ways, but you know, I'm still going to get threes. I've got my Nick Kay, my Dyson Daniels, and my Xavier Cooks, who can do a lot. And all Chris Goulding needs to do is just, you know, come up the court, that slow trail that he does, and yeah, one, two, boom, dagger threes from just over halfway.
100%. I like the lineup.
Yeah,
you've got a lot of playmaking in there. Some good versatile players and some really, really impressive three-point shooters. So got a bit of a mix there, Mel. I like it. Maybe not the defensive versatility like I think my team has, but, you know, each team has their strengths and weaknesses.
It is, and this is this is the problem when you do draft style as opposed to just picking, you know, each picking five guys. But, look, I like both lineups. I think there's old Brian Gorge definitely has in this 18-man squad. There's some absolutely gorgeous options.
He's got his work cut out for him. Just looking at the people that we did not pick then.
Yeah.
Dele, Dante, Sam Frohling, Josh Green, Thon, Will McDowell-White, Pinder, Duop. There's quite a lot of talent there that, like, we couldn't fit in our two teams, and Gorge is going to have an even tougher time figuring out who he takes to the world champs.
Indeed, but in Gorge we trust. So,
yes.
Look, it's going to be a very interesting few couple of weeks, and as we trail into the World Cup, and absolutely can't wait. Boomers, let's go. Realistically, what are we realistically thinking? Obviously, now we've meddled. I know everyone wants to, you know, go higher and whatever, but realistically, if we come away with another medal, that's a win.
I think we've got a really good shot. The US team, not the strongest team that they've put together. It's quite a young team, and they really could be great. I think Jalen Brunson will be really good. Then Canada, really talented team, but they've never really played together. It's one of those throw together teams that don't tend to have the same continuity that teams like Australia and and the European teams have, because all the guys that normally play for those teams like are in the NBA and they always play for those teams. So
yeah
it'll be interesting. I think Slovenia will be tough to beat, but I think a top three is once again very achievable. I reckon we could make the gold medal game. We've just got to see how the draw goes and hope that our boys are firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, and look, I get the feeling that America is just cycling back to that, you know, that sort of cycle where
early 2000s,
the stars stop coming and there's not as much chemistry and there's almost that expectation of, you know, we'll get it to work.
Yeah, but they only threw it together for one, they had that really bad year when they came out here, played the preseason game, we beat them, and then they failed to get a medal, or they got the bronze. And then the very next year they had KD and Dame jump in, but now it's just that next window, and they're already back to all those big stars saying no, and then it's just... It is a bunch of very talented young players, but it is just a lot of young players that have never played basketball together. So,
and they might gel perfectly and blow everyone off the court, but you can't help but think it's sort of cycling back to there's some opportunities if you're the rest of the world.
100%. And the rest of the world is, it seems to be just getting better. Like, obviously we're out of that age of the golden age of the Spanish basketball team, which they're still very good, but they're certainly not when both the Gasols and Rudy Fernandez and everyone was playing. But yeah, there's a lot more talent across the world now. So
yeah. For sure. But medal definitely back on the cards, and look, be our first World Cup medal, which it'd still be exciting. Still be excited.
Yes, 100%. I'm very keen for it. Hoping to go that one, at least that one step up. But yeah, keeping my hopes not too outlandish, you know. Got to keep yourself grounded.
Indeed. All right, mate. We've got a cheeky little bit of a regular crack. Just a cheeky four pack here. I've got a Panini Prism 2022-2023 pack. Just a cheeky four pack. Just a keep you back in the game, but I've got four cards here. Let's crack them open, get after it.
Straight from the local card shop.
Straight from the local card shop, of course.
Oh, that's beautiful. I dropped down there the other day. Got myself a nice little birthday present for young Him Sung.
Him Sung, yes.
Couple nice little rated rookie card for Bam Adebayo and a nice Tyler Hero card that after I bought it, I was like, hopefully he doesn't get traded soon. That would be really nice. you know, but these things happen. So
They do.
And hopefully Tyler Hero can last a couple more years on the heat and Tim can be a happy man.
Oh, look, every day it sort of looks like he's going somewhere else. So,
yeah.
Look, we'll have to see how we go. But I've got a four pack here. Let's crack them open, see how you go, mate. So, for those of you who don't know, this is the bit where I read the blurb on the back. Where with these ones, there is. And every time we get to the player's name, I just say somebody instead. Play along at home. It's just the four cards here today. So, let's see how we do. San Antonio Spurs. Somebody gallops around the floor, flying from end to end quicker than a hiccup and cutting to the lane for easy buckets. His energy, activity, and basketball IQ make him a joy to play with and impacts the outcome of games. In San Antonio's 115-106 win over Minnesota on October 24, 2022, the swingman hustled his way to 14 points.
I'm going to say Devin Vassell.
No. What do we got here? Wearing number 10, Gazy's number. Gazy's number for 10. The Spurs.
I thought that would have been retired at the Spurs.
Championship winning number 10.
Right. Is that Kelvin? Is that Kelvin Johnson?
Think Rodman-esque with the hair.
Oh, is that Jeremy Sochan?
Yeah, indeed. Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Going to pop that one in the not quite this time. To be in your defense, though, there was not a lot of player clues in there.
No. And they've got a lot of young swingmen on that team. I think they're ready to build pretty well around Vic. So.
Yep. And their coach has just signed for another bag and 5 more years. So.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he was going to retire, and then he's earning himself quite a few more dollars.
Well, that was always the talk, but that's always what he's joked about too, is I get paid way too much to retire. Like, you know, and now he's getting paid.
What's he going to do? Just go more. And drink wine. He does that anyway.
Well, yeah.
He does that and gets paid $20 million a year instead.
Uh-huh. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Living beyond the arc for the Charlotte Hornets. Somebody camped out at the three-point line throughout 2021-2022 season. The forward patiently waited for an open look and fired an accurate shot as soon as he got one. Long-range tries accounted for 56.6% of his total field goal attempts, the second highest mark on the team outside Kelly Oubre Jr. for the Charlotte Hornets.
Ooh. I was just about to guess Kelly Oubre Jr. Oh. Jesus.
He is a junior.
Is it? Oh, he is a junior. Oh, God. PJ Washington Jr.
PJ Washington Jr. it is. Ooh, let's go. Here's a card. Here is a pull. We've got a signed auto rookie card.
Oh, from wow. The,
yeah.
You got a select card save right there, mate.
We've popped him in, mate. He's in a card safe.
That's what we like to hear.
I've just popped him in. Protect your cards, mate. Protect your cards. That's what you got to do. All right. So let's read the back. The way he operates, somebody may give the impression his hair is on fire. Don't worry. It's just his style of play combined with his free-flowing locks. His scorching shot, on the other hand, is all too real to opponents. Despite every effort to control the guard and his piping touch, defenders often watch their hopes go up in flames. Number 10 for the Indiana Pacers.
A rated rookie card, number 10.
Yep.
Oh, is that from this last year, uh-huh, or was it the year before?
Current season, so last year rookie.
Oh, that's Benedict.
No.
Or is that Aaron Nemhard?
Nope.
I'm gonna. Yep. You're not doing well today.
So I've just done a quick just in the background. I've brought him up on Basketball Reference. He's only played 6 games this season, the 2022-2023 season.
Fantastic.
Yep. His last name's a color. I'll give you that.
Oh.
Nice big old afro.
The only person I can think of is, oh, Jesus Christ. Why are you doing this to me? You had me in the first bit, like I was going to get it for sure. Is it a green or a brown?
It's a brown. Brown.
Oh.
Brown is his last name for sure.
Kendall Brown.
Jesus. Can't help but feel there's some Googling happening on that side as well.
No, none of that, mate. you had me in the first half. I thought you'd pulled like the best card ever. I understand that it's probably a very pretty card, but I thought it was like a superstar. I was like, let's go, Mal.
Oh, look, you know, it's pretty gorgeous. It's not number, it's a very clean card. I'll give it that. There's surface is good, edge is nice, corner's lovely. Look, I'll definitely get this one off to Platinum Standard Grading and see how we go. But, look. It's a gorgeous looking card. We're going to need him to play more than 6 games, though. Fingers crossed indeed for that one. But All right, mate, last card. And oh, I'll tell you straight up, because I know you prefer it when I do that. This is one of those Panini cards. It's a little bit of a throwback. Okay. So 2022, yeah. 2023 card. But this let's call him a young man, is certainly not still playing. So
okay.
The 1985 draft was known as the Somebody Sweepstakes. And the Knicks won the right to snag the center first overall.
Oh, that's a big card, Mal.
Do you need me to keep going? Yeah, you got it. Patrick Ewing, number 33.
Freeze that envelope.
Yeah, right? Right? That is definitely a great basketball myth or conspiracy theory or fact, depending on your opinion. And how much you love conspiracy theories.
They're real, so this week, so you know. Indeed. I feel like the frozen envelope could be slightly more likely than that.
Hey, you never know. You never know. Yeah. But all right, that's going to bring us to an end, mate. Look, you did great on the special edition one. I thought you absolutely nailed that. I
used up all my juice for the Ipswich Kraken, apparently. So
slightly tougher pack this one. Great pack, but slightly tougher. So big shout out again, though. Thank you to the local card shop of Woolloongabba, as always, and of course Mermaid Beach. Get down to the yard at the Mermaid Beach shop. Grab yourself a nice beverage in the little card yard right next to it. Absolutely fantastic.
You'll be down there. Are you staying down Friday night at the Magnificent Mackers and heading over? Oh, you're not going to get there.
No. I've got we've gone to the museum on Saturday, so got to put in some family time.
Fair enough.
Especially if some of these game series is going to go to three games. So definitely going to have to put in some family time early. Going to shut myself 100%. Away. Going to shut myself away with some basketball. Better, you know. But I'll get the little one out. And she loves her. She's dead set keen on some certain players, of course. But loves herself some girls basketball, as she likes to call it. She does like watching the boys basketball. She's getting to that age. It's like, oh, not boys basketball. Can we watch some girls basketball? It's like, look, it's hard to say no to you, kid. It's really hard to say no.
Yeah. And Northside's a lot closer than Gold Coast is, Mel. So,
hey, it is.
Pop yourself over there to Zilmere.
It is, and they do put on a good show.
Hopefully both stadiums sold out, I would think, over the weekend. So it should be we should be in store for some bloody great basketball.
Definitely should be. All right. Thanks again for coming on the show, mate. Always appreciate it.
Oh, mate, it's always a pleasure.
Indeed it is. All right. Excuse me. Thanks again to the local card shop again. And of course, a thank you to PCR Maps, who are a big part of bringing the show to you. If you need your business to rank up on Google, jump on PCRmaps.com and they will help you get to the top. But that's going to wrap us up. So please do jump on our socials, you know, hit us up with those likes, 5-star reviews where possible are a huge help to what we do. And until you're listening to us again, just remember, that ball don't lie.
It never does.